Shalom, everyone. We are continuing in Rav Kook's commentary on Masechet Shabbat on the Agarita, and now we're up to Lamed Gimel Amud Bet, that's 33b, in paragraph 269. And we're continuing the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who got in trouble with the Romans, and he had to run away, and he goes to hide in the cave. And the Gemara then says, Otivu Tresar Shani B'ma'arta. He sat for 12 years in the cave. And the obvious question is, who cares how long it was, right? If you want to say a long time, say it was a long time. But apparently, if the Gemara goes out of its way to point out that it was 12 years, and afterwards there was another 12 months, which we'll talk about next time, or in one of the next shiurim, apparently it is significant. And so why were they in the cave for 12 months? What's the symbolism? 12 years? Rav Kook explains as follows. Chaye ha-chevra ha-ma'asit. The social world of doing. Society. Hinam shesh shanim. The framework that we're usually familiar with is 6 years. Achar kach mitalim achayim lishnat ha-shvi'it b'fanim yiduim ba'orach klali. Rav Kook says that everybody knows that Judaism goes on the cycle of seven, right? There are 6 days and then Shabbat. There are 6 months and then the holiday of Sukkot. Another 6 months and the holiday of Pesach. 6 years in the Shemitah cycle and then the seventh year of Shemitah. And then seven Shemitot and then the year of Yovel. The Omer that we count also is 7 times 7. And the idea that Rav Kook is saying is that 6 is the number of preparation for the spiritual 7th. That's
Eved Ivri also.
Correct. Eved Ivri, the Jewish slave. So the idea of 6, we know, represents the preparation for the Holy 7th. Chaya shlemim ahalalu, sheitalu tamid, haita tkufa levada maspeket lecholel ilui, kotoa ilui haklali, shel avodat hashanim shel ma'aseh, ayedei hachshara shel shvi'it. Right, the idea that the 6th is the preparation, and then the 7th closes the deal, that is the framework that we know about. We recently had a Shalom Zachar for a grandson, and one of the explanations why, what is the idea of the Shalom Zachar, why Dafka on Friday night? Is there a special get-together? And one of the explanations is that a child, before he has a bris, he has to have a Shabbat. Because that week and then the Shabbat is a necessary preparation for spirituality. Continues Rav Kook in paragraph Bet. Vayachsher, the preparation, he now tsarich liyot kaful. Now, what we've been talking about is 6. So why, how do we get to 12? Rav Kook explains that there were 2 preparations that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son Rabbi Elazar had to prepare themselves in the cave before they left to implement that which they wanted to carry out. Aliyat HaTzadim HaIyunim. There are 2 aspects which are necessary for running the world and for improving the world. Number 1 is the tzada iyuni, learning. We all know that Judaism always stresses education, Torah education, chinuch, as a preparation for life. We all try and send our children to yeshivas. Today, girls are sent to midrashot to deepen their connection with Torah before they go to choose a spouse, before they make their life decisions. And the best way in Am Yisrael that we do that is through the study of Torah. Hafochba ve'hafochba dekulaba. We believe that everything, all of the answers of life, are inside the Torah. I actually just saw in Shir HaShirim Rabbah, there's a pasuk in Shir HaShirim that says that the beams of the house are made of broshim, of evergreen trees, and the roof is made out of arazim, cedars, and midrash, Chazal asks, why does the Tanakh, the Holy Bible, have to tell us that the beams are made out of evergreen trees, but you make the roof out of cedars? And Chazal answer, because the Torah is also a book of wisdom. It teaches Derech Eretz. It teaches you how to live life. All of life is found in the Torah. And that's why before you go out to life, first you need that preparation time, that 6 years of learning Torah. That is the Tzara Iyuni. Hanidrashim lichlal kol ha-sheilot shebechol ha-lichot ha-chaim. We Jews believe that the Torah has the answers to all of the walks of life. So if Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai want to go and improve the world, first they need that preparation time, the 6 years of learning Torah. Im kol pitronoteim hayoter elyonim ushlemim, with the godly solutions to earthly problems, ve'achar kach ha'echsher lotzi el ha'poal et kol ha'tzdadim ha'iyonim b'chayim b'poal, al yedei ha'tosefet ha'nizgeva shel oz ha'ruchaniyut mikdushat or Hashem. Rav Kook says, why did they have to be in the cave for 12 years? Because there are two preparations that they needed. Again, six is the symbolism preparation for the seven, the big seventh. First 6 years of learning Torah. The second 6 years, they had to plan how they are going to implement those ideals that they had learned and examined and analyzed for the first 6 years. In other words, a lot of people have these big ideologies, but they don't really think of how we are going to bring this into pragmatic, practical terms. We all know people like that. Some of the biggest geniuses from high school or from yeshiva never really succeeded in the world because they couldn't bring the ideas, that not big ideas and ideologies, down to earth. And Rav Kook is saying is that just like you need to be separated from the world for that period when you're in yeshiva, and during that period that when a guy is in yeshiva, he shouldn't be traveling around the country. That's not a time to do your army service. That's not a time to do your visiting or this or that. That is the time to be learning in yeshiva. The same thing, says Rav Kook, a person, here the symbolism is the cave, a person needs to separate himself from the physical society and world for 6 years, as if it were, to prepare how to institute those ideals that he had learned about in the first 6 years. And the idea is obvious, right? When you're in a cave, you're objective. You're not given to outside influences. But, adaraba, you are given to the influence of the Torah. And it's always good to have it in Chevruta. That's where Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai took his son, where they discussed in Chevruta also the ideas and also the idea of implementation. This idea of being pragmatic is a very important basic thought motif in the ideology of Rav Kook. As I wrote in the top, Judaism is not out to produce space cadets, and pragmatism and ideology do not conflict. Adaraba, we want the pragmatic people to be ideologists, and also we want the real idealists to also be pragmatic. Of course, inevitably, there are going to be people leaning in this direction or that direction. But we really need, the ideal leader is somebody who does both. We're on the verge, they're talking about for the first time, of having actually a religious prime minister, Naftali Bennett, and halavai it should work. But if I compare him to, say, Rav Chanan Porat, who Rav Tzvi Yehuda Kook saw Chanan Porat as Torat Eretz Yisrael. He was also a rabbi and a scholar and an idealist, but he also set up yeshuvim. He built the kibbutz of Kfar Etzion. He was a member of Knesset, one of the leaders of Gush Emunim. He had, as the Rambam writes, let's look together in Source 2, where obviously Rav Kook did not invent this idea. The Rambam writes in Moreh Nevuchim, in the Guide for the Perplexed, on the pasuk at the beginning of Parshat Vayeshev, talking about Yaakov, who comes north to, on his way up north, he stops in Beit El, Vayachalom, and he dreams there. Judy once pointed out that today we think that we know exactly where he was on the way, and also on the way back, there's a special tree there. Vinei Sulam Mutzav Arza. And Yaakov, in his dream, sees a ladder with its feet firmly on the ground, Virosho Magia Hashamaima. But the head, the top of the ladder, is very firmly in the heavens. Vine Malachei Elohim Olim Viordimbo. And the angels are going up and coming down. And the Rambam is going to ask the obvious question. Usually we think of angels in the heavens, that first they should come down, and when they're finished, they go up. What does it mean, first they go up, and then they come down? Vinei Hashem Nitzav Alav, and above Yaakov is standing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Almighty. Explains the Rambam, V'kama mechukam amru olim v'yordim. How ingenious is this statement that it says that the angels go up, and only afterwards they come down? Ha'aliyah lifnei ha'yirida, ki achara aliyah ve'aga'a lema'alot mesuyamot basulam. Only after a person has gone up to heaven and learned, symbolizing the learning of spirituality, tiyah ha'yirida b'ma she'ne'etzal alav min ha'mitzvah lanagat anshei ha'aretz v'limudam. Only after he has built his ideology can the angels then come down the ladder and implement it, and implement their shlichut. And this is the ideal Jew. The ideal Jew is somebody, again, who deals with ideology, but he's so idealistic, he also wants to implement it. He doesn't just want to dream about it. I know in the yeshivas, when I was growing up, we always thought that the ideal yeshiva boy is somebody who is a space cadet, somebody whose mind is in the heavens, and he doesn't eat, he doesn't drink, he doesn't know what's going on in the world. And Rav Kook says, maybe in the Galut, that was the ideal Jew. But if you look in the Tanakh, all of the heroes of the Tanakh have their feet firmly on the ground. They're also pragmatic. And this is connected with, Rav Kook writes about this in Source 4. This is something that we've learned about before. In Orot HaTshuva, in Perek Aleph, page, I brought for you from Orot HaKodesh, page Samech Vav, where Ein HaSechel HaTivi Yechol Lemalei Et Midat HaKoach HaGufani, Ki Ma'adam Tzarich Litametz Sheyeh Malei Koach Hayim Va'ometz Gufani. Just like a person's logic cannot fill the body, but Adaraba, you have to make sure that your body is healthy and strong, and then your logic can work properly. With all of its values and ideals, al pi haklal shemakirei hateva nefesh bria beguf bari. Those who know nature know that the world is based upon the idea of a healthy soul in a healthy body. You can't neglect the body, and you need that healthy soul as well. In other words, The physical world, the world of implementation, is also super important. We see this in Chazal. Let's look together in Source 5, the famous Gemara in Masechet Kiddushin, Daf Mem Amud Bet, where Chazal asks really the question that Rav Kook is dealing with. What is more important, learning Torah or ideology, or doing the Torah, implementing the Torah? And this was a famous machloket. Ukvara ya Rabbi Tarfon uzkeni mesubin bal yad beit nitzah belod, in the famous yeshiva in the attic in Lod, nishala she'ila zu bifneim, this question was asked. Talmud gadol u'ma'aseh gadol. Of course, learning Torah is very important. Talmud Torah keneged gulam. But we also know that most of the mitzvot, 612 other mitzvot, are doing. So which is really more important? Now Rabbi Tarfon v'amar ma'aseh gadol. Rabbi Tarfon says that the Torah is a means to achieve the goal of doing. So implementing, pragmatically practicing the Torah is more important than the learning of the Torah itself. That's the opinion of Rabbi Tarfon. Nana Rabbi Akiva, he disagreed. V'amar Talmud gadol. No, because you cannot implement anything unless first you have the game plan. First you know the ideology. It's very nice to have a ladder, but if you put the ladder this direction or that direction, you're going to get to two totally different places. And therefore, you need first the ideology. So they were arguing back and forth. What is the means and what is the end? Na'anu kulam v'amru. In the end, all of them decided, Talmud gadol, learning Torah is greater, sh'atalmud mevi'a lidei ma'aseh, because the Torah enables you to implement. In other words, both are right. The goal is doing, implementing the Torah. To learn Torah is mainly a means to implement. But it is such a necessary means that it is more important. And again, that's what Rav Kook is saying here. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had to be in the cave for 12 years, to think about Torah and to learn Torah, but then 6 years to think about how to implement it. I saw just today in Shevet HaMusar, not preparing for this year, the Sefer Musar, Shevet HaMusar, writes that a person should divide his life. Half of his time he should be learning, and the other half of the time doing. Now, obviously, women are not obligated to learn Torah with the same obligation as men do. But nevertheless, it is telling us the importance of both. In the Mishnah, famous Mishnah in Masechet Avot, in Source 6, Shimon Beno Omer, Kol Yamai Gadalti Bein HaChachamim, Velo Matzati Legufto Veleshtika. I lived my whole life among wise people, and I never found a better tool than to keep my mouth shut. Just to listen. But he continues, V'lo ha-midrash hu ha-ikar. Yes, listening, learning is important, but it's not the main point. Lo ha-midrash ha-ikar ela ha-ma'aseh. The main thing is to do. V'chol ha-marbe dvarim mevichet. And somebody who talks a lot, he just brings sin. In other words, talking isn't so important. Listening and learning is really important. But the real goal is implementing. My father, Zichrono Livracha, some of the participants here remember my father, who was a real doer. He never wrote books, although he was very smart and learned. He never wrote Sfarim, never really wrote Ma'amarim articles. But when we put out a memorial book, and I had to write a eulogy for my father, you know, you sit down and you try to remember, what are the things that my father used to talk about? And I started remembering all of the phrases from Chazal that my father used to mention. And the common denominator was that they were all doing. For example, he used to say this Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Lo Hamidrash HaYikar Ela HaMa'aseh. We just celebrated Shvi Shel Pesach, and my father also, on a regular basis, he would mention the pasuk that Hashem tells Moshe, Matitzak Elai, Daber al Bnei Yisrael v'Yisau. What are you yelling about? What are you crying about? Just start moving. And the idea of starting to move, again, that's what we're talking about. Not just to talk, but to do. A Mamar Chazal, my father always used to say, Mitzvah bal yadcha al tachmitzena. When you have a chance to do something good, don't let it become chametz. Do it right away. Or, Emor me'at ve'aseh harbe. Don't talk, just do. And we all know a person is judged by his actions. We live in a world of actions. We live in a world of doing. And somebody who speaks without doing, he's a hypocrite. He's not serious. Somebody who believes in a certain ideology but doesn't live according to it and doesn't pass it on to others, that is not the Jewish way. So again, Rav Kook is telling us that the idea, the common denominator between all of these ideas is, yes, learning Torah is super important, but you have to be a doer. I should add an important biological point. Rav Kook is known today mostly for his genius and for the more than 40 Sfarim that I also have the pleasure of being one of those who put out. But if you look at his biography, Rav Kook was also a doer. And just like he writes here in Einaya, that it's important to learn Torah, but it's also important to plan how I'm going to implement it practically, and then obviously to implement it. If you just look, when Rav Kook was the chief rabbi of Yafo, and he wanted to get to know the chalutzim, especially the rebellious, non-religious pioneers, he took horses and buggies, and he traveled in Masal Moshavot to each and every kibbutz and moshav. I think there were more than 20 at the time. And he did this several times in his life to get to know the people. Even the idea of the chief rabbinate, of setting up a chief rabbinate, for most people, that would be a life's dream. And if you achieve it, that is a life's achievement. Rav Kook, in addition to all his students, in addition to all of his writings, he also pragmatic set of the chief rabbinate of Israel, which lasts till this day. Rav Kook set up the first religious Zionist yeshiva, Merkaz Harav, where in the early Tafresh Peis, 1920s, he had this vision, again, of reviving the original Torah, Torah Teretz Yisrael, to revive a yeshiva where the boys learn in Hebrew, and where the boys serve in the army, and where the boys know the land of Israel, and where the boys are connected with Am Yisrael, and the Geula, and Aliyah, and what's going on in the world. And Rav Kook was a doer. That in itself, to be set up the first religious Zionist yeshiva, which since then has been copied by hundreds of yeshivas, that itself would be a lifetime achievement, pragmatic achievement. After Rav Kook set up Merkaz Harav, he wasn't satisfied. He set up Machon Harry Fishel, a super kolel, where the top boys would spend more years learning and prepare themselves for the rabbinate and start learning Limud Bikorti. We're using scientific study to learn Torah. One of the things that I'm working on for the last couple of years in Beit HaRav Kook is to publish his letters, where you see that Rav Kook was, since he was chief rabbi in 1920, for the last 15 years of his life, most of his time was dedicated to being pragmatic. And he didn't feel guilty about it. Obviously, He wanted to learn, and he wanted to write. And when did he have time to do that? At 2 o'clock in the morning. But you don't have to be apologetic when you're a doer and not learning and not writing, because the goal of the Torah is to implement it. Getting back to Rav Kook, in Source 1, getting back to, we did Aleph and Bet. Let's go to Paragraph Gimel. So now we understand, how Rav Kook explains why does the Gemara go out of its way to tell us that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was in the cave for 12 years. 6 represents preparation. He wanted to prepare himself ideologically with learning Torah, and also to spend 6 years preparation on how to pragmatically implement those ideals for when he leaves the cave. Paragraph Gimel. Al kein otivu tres arshani b'marta. That's why they spent 12 years in the cave. V'hayta tfila mechabertam l'chayei achevra baruach. I, Rav Kook, is going to deal here with the obvious question, but if they are so far removed from the society and the physical world, while they're living off of a miraculous carob tree and a miraculous spring in the cave, how can they think of implementing Torah? Rav Kook answers, tefillah. If you remember, we saw in the Gemara last time that it says that Rav Shimon bar Yochai and his son, the whole day they were learning, covered up to their necks in sand without clothes, but they kept their clothing for davening. 3 times a day they would pray, they would get dressed in their clothing. Rav Kook expresses that prayer symbolizes the connection with what's going on in the world. And this is an idea, I've mentioned this Baal Peh in the past, but I don't think we've ever seen it together inside. Let's look together in Source 3, where Rav Kook, in his commentary on the Sidur, page 259, Reish Nun Tet, he discusses the Gemara on Masechah Brachot, Av Lamed Daled, which says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Al yitpaleel adam ele babayit sheyesh sham chalonot. A person should daven only in a room where there are windows. V'chivun, as it says, the Pasuk in Daniel, chapter 6, V'chavin petichan le be'ilite neged Yerushalayim. Daniel, even when he was in Bavel, Daniel would not only daven towards the land of Israel, towards Jerusalem, but he would actually open up the windows as he davened. What is the idea of opening the windows? So the most common explanation is to look up into heaven. I think that's how Rashi explains. Look up into heaven and be experienced by the eternal, by the creation. Wow, this is the God who I am speaking to? That's the classic explanation. Rav Kook explains differently. Hatfilah yomnam avuda mityacheret benefesh amitpalel. True, tfilah is avuda shebalev. It is a serving God in the heart of the worshipper. It's a personal thing. Aval tnai hechrechi. Nevertheless, it is a necessary condition, lashlamata, to daven, to pray properly, hu hakarato et erko shel olam achitzon shemisvivo, is through knowing the worth, the value of the outside world. We have to daven by windows in order to see what's going on in the outside world. All right, what are we davening for? We're not davening for ourselves. We all know the Shmona Esrei is all worded in Lashon Rabim, in the plural. And part of the idea is daven near windows to be connected with the outside world. Avami, shehit yachdut avodato shebalev tevi'eu lipared mikol yachas el olam achitzoni. But somebody whose personal service of God separates himself from the outside society, from the physical world, lo yavoel tachlit shlemuta shel hatfilah. He obviously can't daven properly. He doesn't even know what he's davening for. Every day today, whether you daven once a day, or twice, or 3 times a day, we should all be mentioning the political situation in Israel. Halavai that Hashem should give us a religious, a national, a Torah government. We should be davening for all the sick people in the world, especially in Am Yisrael. We should be davening that Hashem should return the Sanhedrin to Am Yisrael and the Beit HaMikdash to Am Yisrael. And if you don't know what is the status of Am Yisrael, you don't even know what to daven for. I remember when I had a friend whose brother was sent from Yonkers to Ner Yisrael, to Baltimore, to learn in yeshiva. And he said that one of the first things they told him on the first day in yeshiva, in ninth grade, is that in yeshiva you're not allowed to listen to radio. You're not allowed to read newspapers. And notice how Rav Kook is 180 degrees opposed from this. Rav Kook says, you have to know what's going on with Am Yisrael. You have to know what's going on. What are the problems of the world? What are the problems in your community? Otherwise, how do you know what to daven? I remember one time in Or Etzion, I was in Shana Bet, and we had a shiur with Rav Moshe Bleicher. He was a younger Rami. He was like 25 years old. I was 19. And he was giving us a shiur in Maharal. And afterwards, he became Rosh Hashiva and Shavei Chevron. He was giving us a shiur in Maharal. And he mentioned something that, again, to make it practical, like we always try and do in the shiurim, that's what Rav Kook is talking about. The Torah should be practical. It should be pragmatic. Not theoretical. And Rav Moshe Bleicher mentioned that there was a pigua. There was a terrorist attack that morning. And the guys were looking at each other. And nobody had heard what had happened. So one of the guys finally dared to ask Rav Moshe, what happened this morning? And Rav Moshe Bleicher exploded. He said, how can we, students of Rav Kook, learn Torah without knowing that Jews today were killed on the streets of Yerushalayim? Again, like all the sources that we've seen today, the Torah is meant to be implemented. You're not supposed to be separated. Yeah, during the time a person is in yeshiva, he shouldn't be running around, but you have to listen to news at least once a day to know what's going on. At least look at the headlines. And Rav Kook continues, Shehit tzricha l'achyot et ha'adam ulo'orerehu beruach Hashem liyot muchan lif'olu lehitpa'el. Because the whole idea of tefillah is to get him to act and to do b'tzedek u'meisharim, to implement that, the needs of Am Yisrael, b'shetach. Al kein al yitpalel adam elu b'bayit sheyesh bo chalonot. That's why the Gemara says, and that's also brought down the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, you should daven in a room that has windows. Not to watch the passers-by and be distracted, but to look in the heavens and to symbolize, I am not just serving Hashem for myself. I am part of Am Yisrael, and that's what I'm davening for. Shef sharuta ri'iya lachutz ta'orereyu al chovato v'yachaso el olam kulo shehu chai bo. Because having the windows outside enable a person and symbolize the idea that a person can be able to see and should be awakened with his obligation and his connection, his affiliation with the outside world. So even Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, who symbolizes the Jew who separates himself, he, like a caveman, goes to live in a cave and built as if it were an ideology of staying in a cave and seems to remove himself from society. Rav Kook points out that the 12 years in the cave were not just for him. It's not just to build yourself, but what was the Kabbalah that he learned and taught there? Kabbalah is what you receive and what you pass on to the next generation. The idea of 12 symbolizing 6 years of learning, 6 years of thinking how I am going to implement, and all this as a preparation for the implementation. And as we saw, Gadol HaMidrash Shemivialide Ma'aseh. True. Learning Torah is super important. That's what we're doing together. On the other hand, the goal is to do.